For example, the Southerners were to permit the admission of California as a free state, and to consent to the abolition of the slave trade in the District of Columbia. In return, the Northerners were to give way to the Southerners on all other points. They were to allow slavery in the District of Columbia. They were to consent to the organization of New Mexico and Utah as territories without any provision for or against slavery. Texas claimed that a part of the proposed territory of New Mexico belonged to her, so Clay suggested that the United States should pay Texas for this land. Finally, Clay proposed that the Congress should pass a severe Fugitive Slave Act. It is easily seen that Clay's plan as a whole was distinctly favorable to the South. Few persons favored the passage of the whole scheme, but when votes were taken on each part separately, they all passed. In the midst of the excitement over this compromise, President Taylor died, and Millard Fillmore, the vice president, became president. 347. The Fugitive Slave Act. The Constitution provides that persons held to service in one state escaping into another state shall be delivered up upon claim of the person to whom such service may be due. Congress in 1793 had passed an act to carry out this provision of the Constitution. But this law had seldom been enforced because its enforcement had been left to the states, and public opinion in the North was opposed to the return of fugitive slaves.